Hi, I'm Peter Solomon. It's The Morning Show on Listener Driven Jazz 88. I'm thrilled today to be speaking with guitarist Martin Taylor. He's part of a project called Great Guitars. His partners typically are Ulf Vakanius and Borelli Legren, but Borelli Legren unfortunately has an injury, so it's going to be a duo, and he'll be playing with Ulf Vakanius tonight at the Dakota, and we'll hear more about that in a few minutes. First, I want to say welcome to you, Martin, and I was hoping to get you to talk a little bit about your background. I understand that you were basically born into a family that played Django Reinhardt-inspired jazz.
Yeah, I was. My father was a jazz musician. He was a bass player. But strangely, he didn't take up music until I was very, very small. So we kind of were playing music at the same time. And then when he started to play sort of jazz gigs around, I used to go along with him from a very early age. And it was really interesting for me that, you know, the music that I first really listened to. A lot of American jazz, of course. He was a big fan of like Louis Armstrong and Duke Ellington, Count Basie, Ella Fitzgerald. So I had a very broad kind of introduction to a lot of the earlier kind of jazz. But it was really Django Reinhardt's guitar that really spoke to me. Little did I know when I was playing guitar, listening to Django and trying to figure out some of his things that he was playing, that one day I would actually sit in Django's chair for 11 years with Stefan Grappelli touring the world. So it's funny how things happen.
So do you recall what your favorite Django records were when you were a child? I mean, are there records you listened to back then that you still go back to?
Yeah, it was just a lot of the earlier things, you know, like I'll See You in My Dreams, and was one of the I remember that really struck me, because all of the other musicians that I heard, instrumentalists, guitar players and other instruments, it was really Django that music, his playing spoke to me, and I didn't really sort of understand it at the time. But when I used to say to my dad, when Django plays, it's like he's talking to me. I realize now, so I realized later on, that really that was because he was such a lyrical melodic player, that he played these beautiful lines. There's been a sort of renaissance in this music. When I was playing with Stefan Grappelli in the late 70s or through the 80s, I mean, this kind of music was very, very unfashionable. And I even got a little bit of a hard time from some of my other jazz musicians, because I was playing with Stefan, because they didn't really consider it to be real jazz at the time, which I always knew it was, of course. It's like jazz with a very European accent. This kind of renaissance happened, and I was a little bit involved in that, I guess, certainly on the other side of the Atlantic, not so much here. I formed a group in the early 90s called Spirit of Django, and Stefan actually played on one of our albums. And I also played on a TV commercial that became really well known in Europe, and because of that, people just started to hear just how cool that kind of music actually is and how atmospheric it is. Apart from those early days when I used to sit there as a kid trying to imitate Django, I never really played in that style anyway. I played more American style of jazz. And when I played with Stefan, we really played the sort of the Great American Songbook. We played some of the Django Reinhardt, Stefan Grappelli tunes too, but mostly we played jazz standards. And it was just an amazing experience. And I used to come here to the US a lot with him. We used to play at the big concert hall in Minneapolis, I remember. I have many, many happy memories. So I consider myself extremely fortunate that as a young man, I got to play with musicians that were real legendary figures in the early development of jazz.
So I was wondering if you could talk about some of your other influences, because when I listen to your solo things, I start thinking about Joe Pass. I don't know if he's a formative influence. Are there other players that kind of inform that style that you play with?
Well, yeah, Joe and I worked together quite often. And I can remember I always wanted to, from very early age, I wanted to get into exploring the guitar as a solo instrument. I didn't go to music college or anything. There wasn't colleges you can go and study jazz at that time when I was younger. And my parents couldn't have afforded to send me anyway. So I learned to play on the bandstand, doing gigs with other musicians. I learned in a very organic way for a long, long time. I couldn't read music. I didn't even know about reading music. So I just listened, but I remember my dad being a big fan of Ella Fitzgerald. One day he said, oh, I've got this record of Ella Fitzgerald and I want you to hear this guitar player. She said, he's doing what I know you're trying to do. Because I was sitting around the house trying to play solo things and jazz standards solo. And he said, this guy's doing what you're trying to do and what you want to do. So I put it on. It was obviously Joe Pass and Ella Fitzgerald. And I just went, yeah, that's it.
So lock the doors and call me yours, 'cause you took advantage of me.
Strangely enough, one thing that did happen just before that was my dad had some records of Chet Atkins, and somebody gave me a record of Merle Travis, and these thumb-picking guitar players, but a completely different style, not to do with jazz. And when I heard Merle Travis play, I thought, wow, you can do that, because what I was actually listening to, most of my influences haven't been guitar players, they've been piano players. Play solo guitar is very different from Joe, actually. I take a very piano type of approach to it, left hand, right hand. I have lots of different, it's not chord melody style, it's lots of different lines all kind of moving around, and I improvise with different lines, so I might have three lines all improvising at the same time. And I really got into that listening to Art Tatum and Bud Powell, Oscar Peterson, and that was really my influence. And that made it interesting, because when you're influenced by someone and other players that play different instruments to you, it brings a whole new feeling to the instrument and what you're playing. So when I play, it's not obvious who my influences are, because they haven't really been guitar players so much. They've been piano players and actually singers as well. The way singers phrase, brings that real kind of melodic, lyrical element to improvising.
So you're with a group called Great Guitars, and there's three participants, and you guys are all top-notch in terms of your instrumental abilities, and you take different approaches. How do you fit three guitars together without stepping on each other?
Yeah, actually, that's a good question. You have to be very sympathetic, and also you have three guitar players that play completely differently. First of all, Ulf Fikenius is a really great single-line swinging guitar player. You know, he was with Oscar Peterson for 10 years, and he's played with Michael Brecker and so many people. He's a really strong, full jazz player. My playing comes from that more piano style, and so I play finger style, and I have lots of different lines going on there. I also, obviously, within that, I also play single lines too. Often, I often work as well as a guitar duo. So we're actually going to be as a duo when we're in Minneapolis. Unfortunately, Borelli sprained his wrist at the airport with his suitcase. So it was a very just a kind of a fluke accident, but he can't play. But often I play together a lot. So we have kind of things, we know each other's playing very well. And then when the three of us get together, what we tend to do is, Borelli is such a free spirit in his playing. Ulf and I will kind of figure out some things to play. We'll work out an arrangement and everything. And then we just leave Borelli to do his thing. Have some kind of arrangements, but Borelli's not the kind of player that plays the same thing every time. We just kind of leave him to do his thing, and what it does, it brings every evening, it's fresh. Even though we have an arrangement, we don't play it exactly the same every time, but there's a lot of freedom in there. But Borelli is just such a genius player. He just limitless ideas. I've known Borelli since he was 13. I was 23 playing with Stefan Grappelli, and this 13-year-old lad came along. That was the first time I met him, and he just really just a musical genius. And all three of us are very, very different in the way we play, but we're very good friends. It's like a band of brothers.
So you don't get that feeling of competition between each other?
No, because we're listening. So much is to do with listening. So we're always listening to what's happening, and because we know each other's playing well, we can kind of anticipate a little, to a certain extent, what the other's going to do. So a lot of the time, we know when to drop out as well, because you don't want one guitar player playing and two guitar players accompanying.
Right.
The same kind of thing. A lot of it's to do with really listening to what's going on.
Is there anything else you'd like to say ahead of your appearance Monday night at the Dakota?
Orf and I are really excited to be coming back to the Dakota. And last time I was there was actually with Borelli. So anyone that came to that concert and comes to this evening will kind of get the experience of all three of us, but not at the same time, unfortunately. It's a wonderful club, and it's one of those special places that we always look forward to when we see it suddenly appear in the diary. So I'm looking forward to that, and meeting up with some old friends as well, and making some new friends.
Martin Taylor, thank you so much for talking to me this morning. And it sounds like it's going to be an exciting night at the Dakota with Ulf Vakenius. And I wish you happy travels on the road too after you're done with your gig.
Thank you very much. Really looking forward to it.